And now, James Gravel.
In previous presentations, I discussed Christ's statement from Matthew 11:29-30. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I then ask, in what way is Christ's yoke easy and his burden light? Perhaps in making that statement, Christ meant to teach us that considering all he has done for us, anything he asks us to do as one of his followers should be viewed as easy and light. Paul addressed this very point in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 and 15, when he wrote, "The love of Christ compels us because he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." Was this not the very thing that Jesus was teaching in John 3:16 when he said, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life"? That is what Christ has done for us. Our love for God and for Christ should compel us to carry out whatever task we are assigned because, as James 2 verse 26 teaches, faith without works is dead. Granted, sometimes our burden is not always joyous and in fact may even be grievous. Yet because it is a burden we are bearing for Christ, who saved us, we can esteem it as light. The Apostle Paul understood this, perhaps better than anyone, which may be why in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, he referred to his light affliction, which is but for a moment. That statement on Paul's part is nothing short of amazing, considering the ridicule and torment he endured because of his faithfulness to Christ. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 11, 23-28, he spoke of his imprisonments and countless floggings and how he had been often near death. But Paul was not the only one who suffered as a result of his faith. Other first century Christians not only suffered for their faith, but even died for it, as Revelation 6, 9-11 makes clear when it speaks of the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God. One way we can thank Christ for all he has done for us is by being faithful to him no matter what.